All right, let's get back to this quarterback conversation. Where let's bring in Stefan. Hey, Stefan.
Hi, Stefan.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I've been listening all morning. Just hear me out on this. Okay. I think that the best way that we fans are going to have, we're just gonna have to realize that there's no easy fix to this. As much as we may not want it to end like this, Deshaun Watson, when he comes back next year, is going to more than likely be the quarterback. Jameis Winston, I honestly see him signing with another team in the offseason if he continues to play good. And let's say somebody is willing to offer Cleveland a trade for DTR, the only person you have then is Deshaun Watson. So I think it's more so the conversation we need to have is, how do we make Deshaun Watson work? What is it that we can kind of, you know, pull from his ability to get him going offensively? That's really what I see. I don't really see an easy fix for this, because you can't get rid of him. There's too much money on the contract. I know Jimmy's not about to do that. I know he's not.
I can't imagine getting rid of him either.
I can't either.
Because of the money, Stefan. I think you're right. Can you send him home and figure out a way out of this without killing yourselves? That's the question the Browns have to deal with.
You're not going to put him on the bench. Let's be honest about that now. Even if you brought him to training camp with a quarterback competition between him and Jameis, you got 70 million reasons why he should be the starter come game one. So I don't see it.
So can you see a scenario where he is on the roster but just not there? Like, they'll be like, hey, man, if he's done this once before, you're going to be inactive every week, and you don't need to come to the stadium, and you don't need to come to Berea. We're just going to pay you.
I don't see Jimmy being that type of person to have to make that declaration that I made a bad financial business decision like that. I honestly think that Jimmy is willing to say, hey, let's give him a different play caller. Let's give him a healthy offensive line. Let's give him his starting running back. And then if none of that works, then we'll have to figure out from there. That's where I see it. I mean, because when season starts, he didn't have two offensive linemen. There's some things that you could say was lacking, but plus he's coming back from a shoulder, injury he had as well. But I just, like I said, I don't see Jimmy making that call saying you can just stay at home and we're gonna pay you. I don't see that happening.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Stefan. Appreciate it. Good phone call. Let's go to Will, who's in either Olmsted Falls or North Olmsted. Where are you, Will? What's going on? I'm not getting good clicks today. No, my mouse is a mess. Hi, Will. How are you? How are you?
I'm doing good. The other guy said, I've been listening all morning. And what does Deshaun Watson thing? I agree that I don't think that the people in Cleveland are giving up on his qualities and what he can do. I think they've given up with more of the absentee and not performing and the lifestyle that he has. And I think they're just tired of it, but once again, we need him to pull us in through the next season. And, I just don't think that's fair to him, because he is a good player, but because of his antics, I think Cleveland has just had enough of it.
All right, well, thank you. I'm not even, I don't know, Jeff, we've spent so much time talking about Deshaun. When we talk about him, I'm strictly on the football part of it. And so you can talk about, I understand that's, there's a lot of people that
that's
aren't.
That's why he's on the roster,
and I don't,
football.
Right, and so to me, it's on-field performance. And it's trying to evaluate if his game is where it's at because he's sat out. Is it where he's at because the offensive line struggled? Is it because he can't get in sync with the wide receivers? Is it a good running back? Is it because of the poach? Is it? I mean, we're looking and trying to figure out all the other factors, because we know what he was like at one point. And at one point, we would have been like, wow, yeah, this is great. But at that point, this is true, the off-the-field stuff is like, he wouldn't have been available, right? He would have been in Houston. He never would have left if they didn't have issues going on down there. You think? If I'm wrong.
Contractual things, too.
Maybe. I just, it's interesting to watch and see how this thing all plays out and just, you know, kind of get your read on it and your feel for it. Real quick, I'm going to take a call. Lewis Shaker, go ahead. How are you, man?
Pretty good, man. I mean, I saw the tear, man. I saw it through a sock, man. If he had a complete rupture, you know, from his Achilles. And his Achilles, he's not coming back from that, man. Mobility was his thing. He is not Nick Chubb. Mobility was his thing, and his mobility is not going to be 100% when he get back. It's probably going to never be 100% when he get back. And he was already scared to sit in the pocket from the beginning. And don't get me wrong, I'm a Deshaun Watson fan. I was in this corner, but I saw that. I'm like, oh, he's done. And me being a physical therapist assistant, I'm like, he's done. His career is over.
Lewis, how tough is it to come back from that if you're a younger person like Deshaun, as opposed to say Aaron Rodgers, who's 40?
I can't tell you because everybody heals different. Everybody heals differently. Who knows?
Just the stuff I've read, it said 9 months to return back to high impact. And I'm assuming that's the average, right? So that's just what I just read on Achilles rupture.
I mean. So, like I said, you guys saw it. I give him an extra 3, man. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I cringed when I saw it. I was like, oh my gosh.
We got you.
Like the season's over.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.